Well, this... This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And today we have a fascinating guest. He's calling us from Great Britain. His name is Vladimir Bukovsky, and he's one of a small group of people over there trying to maintain the sovereignty of Great Britain as the onslaught of the European Union intent upon destroying all sovereignty, destroying all freedom, uniting the governments, uniting the currency, a common economy, and then, of course, a one state where everybody is subservient to the all-power central authority. And Great Britain, the glory of Great Britain that once was the most dominant force in the world, will simply become a remembrance of things past. Well, Mr. Bukovsky has talked about this. He's addressed the parliament. He's talked to all over Europe, trying to get people to understand what's going on. Thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Good evening.
Well, good evening. It's afternoon here, evening on the East Coast. But why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, the people who don't know who you are, but you're well known over in England.
Oh, not only in England, but also in Europe and to some extent in the United States. But that was long ago. People have very short memory. I was exchanged in 1976 for a Chilean communist leader. I was in jail in Russia, and he was in jail in Chile. And at that time, a high light of Cold War, we were exchanged in Zurich, Switzerland. Ever since then, I've published 8 books. I've made my dissertation, my thesis in neurophysiology. I'm a scientist by profession, but I still kind of follow the political developments in East-West relations. Published 8 books about it and hundreds of articles.
Well, of course, you were concerned that the people of the West are giving up their freedom to a centralized authority as existed in the Soviet Union, aren't you?
Well, it looks remarkably similar to what we used to have in the former Soviet Union, which collapsed about 13 years ago. European Union is just following the same pattern. Of course, we all understand that the model they are adopting is much milder than the Soviet Union. I mean, it's not sending people to Siberia as yet, but all the trappings are the same, and the structure is very similar. It's very undemocratic, it's very oppressive, it prohibits people to say what they think. It doesn't allow us to dispose of a government which is governing us. It's undemocratic, oppressive, dictatorial, you name it.
Well, of course, that sounds like any authoritarian society. It doesn't matter whether you call it communism or Nazism or fascism, but it's the turning the back on the traditions of Great Britain, which are always based upon a parliamentary type of democracy. Isn't that correct?
Well... our parliamentary democracy is suspended at the moment because of all these kind of agreements which were made starting with 1990, then 1992, then 1993, kind of inter-European agreements which would be kind of salami tactics.
Hold that thought for just a moment here, please.
Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, And our guest this afternoon here on the West Coast is Mr. Vladimir Bukovsky. Of course, he's calling from Great Britain. It's just about midnight over there. But Mr. Bukovsky was a prisoner in Russia back many years ago. He was exchanged for a communist who was being held in prison in Chile, and so he gained his freedom and came to Europe, and then eventually he chose to live in England, and he's been, of course, very, very concerned as he sees many of the same authoritarian concepts being introduced in England and throughout the continent that were introduced in Russia. Centralized authority, restrictions of the right of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, all done in the name of course, doing away with hate laws and fairness, a government that is increasingly remote and distant from the average individual, the same sort of things we begin to see here in the United States as we begin to consolidate the Western hemispheres. And this is really the plan here, is to actually follow what's happening in Europe. There is a master plan, I believe. And we're, of course, beginning to break down our trade barriers here in the West. And then, of course, the next thing will be a common currency and then a common government. But they can't tell the American people there is a master plan, because, of course, they would object to it. And it isn't the feeling in England. Most people there don't want to give up their British sovereignty or give up the British currency, or are most people willing to go along with what's happening?
No, but most people in Britain now, according to all the opinion polls, up to 70% don't want to give up their sovereignty. But mentioning what you already mentioned, a kind of surreptitious encroachment of this totalitarian system on all of us, when it started in the early 70s, and when British people had the only time for referendum on the European market, they were assured that the whole arrangement would have nothing to do with reducing sovereignty of British state. It was officially announced by the Prime Minister of the time, Ted Heath, who would assure us all that the arrangement of European common market, as it was called at the time, would have nothing to do with sovereignty. It will be only a convenience for trade and exchanges. And then, now, when we look at it in retrospect and see all the secret documents which were declassified now, we suddenly realize that these politicians were lying.
You're going to have to hold that thought for just a moment, but I think it's so important for our...
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.